Thousands of people throughout the country have taken to the streets protesting the election of Republican Donald Trump as president. Democratic Party Chairman David Pepper says he understands the division.
I'm really worried about where we are.
Pepper explains some voters who are gay, minorities, undocumented citizens, women, or others who feel insulted by Trump or threatened by him are troubled that their friends and neighbors chose to support Trump with their votes.
The people who he was attacking the whole year and a half thought, my gosh, this guy's running for president by saying we're other people and we need to be treated differently. And so now we have millions of people in this country after Tuesday thinking it wasn't just polls, it wasn't just the candidate. Now the country had just verified. And so it may not be interpreted that way by some people, but the people who were the targets of all this, that's how they see it.
If the Democrats' takeaway is that this was a racial thing or this was an anger thing or whatever, well, you know, good.
That's Matt Borges, the chair of the Ohio Republican Party. He says Trump spoke for many people who didn't have a voice before.
I think there are a lot of voters out there who didn't think that Donald Trump's message was negative at all. I think what they thought was someone actually hears me. Somebody's giving me a voice for the first time in a long time. I've been told by the establishment, term he uses, the politicians, term he used. He was using these terms on purpose. But they feel like those people have held them back and don't listen to them. And why is it a bad thing that they now feel like they have a voice?
Trump beat Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton by 9 points in Ohio. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.